وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human rights from the Quran, and we're doing that by looking at verses that promotes human rights. In one of the verses in the Quran, chapter 25, verse 63, Allah says, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. The servants of Allah are the ones who walk on earth with humbleness, and when the ignorant speak to them, they say peace, or words of peace. That's a verse we've looked at before, and we said it's a trait that everyone needs to have. How can one promote the idea of peace or peaceful coexistence with other people? Promoting the idea of peaceful coexistence obviously requires effort from everybody. And there are several ways that I and you can contribute to creating a more peaceful and tolerant society. Keep in mind that we are going by the ayah itself. So this is not a separate topic. Rather, it is the ayah itself. So the ayah says you need to promote peace. So we're asking the question, how do we promote peace? Now, obviously, I can't dive into the psychology of it and how, you know, one can change his mind and, you know, rewire and reformat his brain to be, you know, peaceful. But at least we can say a few things in this regard. To promote the idea of peaceful coexistence, we need to at least practice kindness and compassion. Why? Because being kind and compassionate towards others, regardless of their background or beliefs, can help build bridges and promote mutual understanding between people, between me and you. Sometimes all it takes for me and you to connect is an act of kindness, an act of compassion, whether you initiate it or I initiate it. And sometimes, to give you an example, sometimes you see a person from far and you think something is going to happen, or I don't like this person. But then all of a sudden, as the person gets closer to you, he smiles. That smile builds a bridge between you and him. Why? Because it's an act of kindness and compassion. So just one smile made a huge difference. Saying Salaamu Alaikum, for example, giving the greetings, Islamic greetings, it makes a big difference too. You build a bridge. So every act of kindness and compassion makes differences. So being kind and compassionate towards other people, it is a skill that I and you have to master. And obviously we start small. And the beauty of Islam, it does not specify to whom you should be nice, to whom you should be kind or compassionate. Islam says you have to be passionate and kind to everybody, not just specific people. Let me take a break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we are saying, how can we learn to promote the idea of coexistence? So we said by practicing kindness and compassion. Two, by educating ourselves and others. You see, in life, everything has to be done through knowledge and knowing things. Learning about different cultures, religions, and beliefs can help reduce ignorance and promote tolerance. Because most of the times we say bad things and negative things and accuse people of things because we're not aware of their culture, we're not aware of their religion, we're not aware of their beliefs. So it is easier for me and you to mock other people for the things that they do. Because I'm ignorant of it, therefore I speak bad of it. So Islam says you need to respect people. And that's a very powerful message in the Quran. Allah says, لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. You have your faith, I have mine. I will not cross boundaries in this regard. I might not agree with you. I don't have to agree with you. I don't have to abide by what you go by. But at least I can respect you for what you believe. Believe what you believe. This is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we can come to a table of negotiation or debate or discussion, by all means, Allah says, قُلْ تَعَالُوا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٌ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ. Let's sit and talk. At least we have a common ground. So from this way, Allah says, you need to learn before you talk. Before you start to accuse, before you start wars, before you start fights, learn, educate yourself, and also educate other people as well. Because by educating ourselves and other people, we can contribute to creating a more knowledgeable and accepting society. If we go back, 30, 50, 100 years, the further we go back, the more we see people weren't accepting of each other in society. There were this division between people. Now, alhamdulillah, with modern technology and the way people are learning at a very fast rate, we see now the things are changing. People are more accepting of other people. When it comes to colors, for example, we are more accepting of other colors. We're accepting of more nationalities. We're accepting of more cultures. Why? Because we're getting to see it. We're getting to learn about it. We watch it on YouTube, for example. We watch it on TV. We watch it on documentaries. And then we get to respect them for what they do. So knowledge is key here. So in order for us to promote kindness and to promote peace and to promote coexistence with one another, first, we need to have, or at least start practicing, kindness and compassion, and also educate ourselves and educate other people. These are the two keys that I leave with you today to ponder and contemplate about. Inshallah, in the next episodes, we will look at more ways where we can promote goodness in society and coexistence in society. Because if we have a society that can coexist with one another, we should have peace. And there should be no war or anything that harm people or take their rights. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. اللهم صل على محمد وآله.